This we'll leave the primary care provider blank. This is regarding Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L. Date of birth, May 7th of 1954. This is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Campbell, who was seen in consultation August 12th, 2025, for abnormal kidney function with creatinine level around 1.5 and estimated GFR. Damn it, 36 at that time. She is here with her daughter today. She does have an appointment for a new primary care provider in August of this year, but she just ran out of her Lasix 40 milligram daily. Her legs are starting to swell more, and she feels more short of breath since she ran out of the Lasix. She is continuing to smoke cigarettes, and she's chronically short of breath and has wheezing and chest congestion very frequently. She denies hemoptysis or purulent sputum at this time. And her weight is down 19 pounds since her visit August 12th last year. Currently, no chest pain or palpitations. She has chronic dyspnea on exertion. She does not use oxygen, but she does use home nebulizers. And she does have chronic edema of the lower extremities, which is better when she takes the Lasix every day. And claudication symptoms would be present if she walks more than 50 yards. But also she's very short of breath and does not walk more than 50 yards at a time. Medications, I want to highlight metolazone is 10 milligram, very rarely used for severe edema. Furosemide is Lasix. It's 40 milligram once a day. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight is 146 pounds. That's a 19-pound decrease over 10 months. Pulse is 50 and regular. Blood pressure, 136 over 80. Left arm sitting, large adult cuff. Lungs have scattered inspiratory and expiratory ronchi and some end expiratory wheezes bilaterally. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds. No murmur or rub. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, without ascites. She has a trace to 1+ edema of the lower extremities. And from ankles halfway up each calf, the skin is purple in color. It does have very brisk capillary refill. There's no ulcerations or lesions noted. In labs, most recent lab studies were done May 26th of 2026. Creatinine was 1.73. Estimated GFR is 31. Electrolytes are normal with a potassium of 4.7, calcium is 9.1, albumin 3.8. Ferritin was 121. Iron saturation is 28%. Iron is 64. Hemoglobin was 14.4. Normal white count, normal platelet levels. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 6. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. I've asked the patient to continue getting lab studies done every 3 months. 2, COPD, secondary to longstanding smoking. 3, congestive heart failure, which does respond very well to Lasix 40 milligram daily. 4, hypertension, currently at goal. We did refill her Lasix 40 milligram daily until she can see the primary care provider who can fill the medication at that time. And she will resume that as soon as she picks up the new script. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.